Today is the fifth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you today as we step into this brand new, shiny, sparkly week and understand that things are all being made new. This day is out in front of us, as well as every other day this week. It's in our future, and we get to pick how we're going to live these days. We don't have too many more of these left. Three more times we will come to the beginning of a new week, and then this year will come to an end. Today is also the second Sunday in the season of Advent. And Advent always has four Sundays, the four Sundays before Christmas Day. This is the second Sunday in Advent, a season of longing, a season of waiting, a season to ponder and to put our hearts in the proper position as we approach Christmas. And so often our heart's posture is last minute shopping, wrapping, cooking, the excitement and joy of family, gifts, all these things. And that's wonderful. It's beautiful. The season of Advent leads us to that day, and it is intended to give us a sense of longing. We put ourselves in the position of those who long ago were waiting for a redeemer, waiting for a deliverer, expecting a Messiah, waiting for the Savior to come, so that when Christmas does arrive, then the arrival of the Savior is something that we've been waiting for and longing for. And this gives our hearts the opportunity to consider what it was like before he came, longing for him to come. But we also put ourselves in a position, along with our ancestor brothers and sisters who were waiting, understanding that we are waiting. We are waiting for the second Advent. Advent means arrival. And so we too are longing and waiting for the arrival of the Savior. And so this is why these seasons of the year and the Christian calendar are here, and they're very, very meaningful if we want to participate. And so this is the second Sunday of Advent. And the irony is, I feel like I just said this, but it was a year ago. And here we have gone through another year and have found ourselves in another Christmas season. And a beautiful one it is. And in terms of our journey through the scriptures, we concluded the book of Daniel yesterday. And so we begin this brand new week, moving into some new territory, and we will be moving fairly rapidly, especially in the Old Testament, as we move toward the end of the year. We have come to the final grouping of books that is in the Old Testament, known as the Minor Prophets. And there are 12 books in the Minor Prophets, so we have 12 books to go before the end of this year, beginning today with Hosea, and then, of course, ending with Malachi. And as I said, we'll be moving through them rather quickly. They're quite short. So if we have 12 books to cover before the end of the year, then they would need to be quite short, and they are. And so some of them we'll encounter over the course of a couple of days. Some we will read in one sitting and one day. Today, we are diving into Hosea, who lived about 8 centuries before Jesus and was able to witness the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel. He was from the northern kingdom of Israel. And if we remember our stories that we've passed through, it was the northern kingdom of Israel that was conquered first. And they were conquered by the Assyrian Empire. And those 10 tribes in the northern kingdom were deported and taken into exile, and then disappeared. Literally disappeared from history. They have never been a cohesive group of tribes ever again. So that is the period that we are moving back into. Hosea was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel and bore witness to the destruction of the northern kingdom. Many biblical scholars believe that these prophecies, the prophecies of Hosea, were gathered together and collected in the southern kingdom of Judah after the destruction of the northern kingdom. One of the things that we will notice moving through Hosea is this marital language, this theme of the covenant of marriage, and that being used to reveal God's heart for his people. And this book really does bring it front and center in language that we can understand. We have watched God's people in the scriptures chase after other gods. And we have seen many, many times through the prophets how God feels about that. That is like adultery. That is like cheating. Giving yourself to another when you are in covenant with someone. And when this marital language begins to enter the equation, we really should begin to get an understanding. We can read many things in the Old Testament and go, this is a vengeful, angry God who's just so mad all the time. But anyone who's ever experienced adultery, and even if you haven't experienced adultery, and I don't mean like participated in adultery, I mean anyone who's been cheated on will be able to tell you that that brings about some of the most erratic emotions that are possible within a human being. And yes, anger can be part of that, but sadness, betrayal, brokenness, God articulates more clearly what this spiritual adultery is like. And we'll see that Hosea was instructed essentially to use his own life as a living prophecy. He was told to marry a prostitute. Her name is Gomer. This act represents the idolatry, the adultery, the whoredom, the harlotry of Israel. And then Hosea and Gomer had children together. And at God's instruction, each was given a name that was to be prophetic and spoke directly to Israel. And then eventually, Gomer is unfaithful to Hosea. And he divorces her, which represents God's casting away of the adulteress Israel. And then in an about face, Hosea was sent to get Gomer back again. And as it turns out, he had to buy his former wife back again. And she's the one who had been a harlot and then went back to harlotry and had committed adultery. And he went and he bought her back, which represents the length God is willing to go to in order to be reunited with his love, which is us. So on the one hand, we can marvel at the depth of God's love, unspeakable in nature. It's so uncomprehendable. We will never experience a love like the love of God. But it also gives us a chance to examine our own lives and wonder in what ways we're betraying that love and in what ways we're willing to be the adulterer in this scenario. And so let's dive in. We're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week. Hosea chapters 1, 2, and 3. I am Hosea, son of Beeri. When Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were the kings of Judah, and when Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel, the Lord spoke this message to me. The Lord said, Hosea, Israel has betrayed me like an unfaithful wife. Marry such a woman and have children by her. So I married Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and we had a son. Then the Lord said, Hosea, name your son Jezreel, because I will soon punish the descendants of King Jehu of Israel for the murders he committed in Jezreel Valley. I will destroy his kingdom, and in Jezreel Valley I will break the power of Israel. Later, Gomer had a daughter, and the Lord said, name her Lo-Ruhamah, because I will no longer have mercy and forgive Israel. But I am the Lord God of Judah, and I will have mercy and save Judah by my own power, not by wars and arrows or swords and cavalry. After Gomer had stopped nursing Lo-Ruhamah, she had another son. Then the Lord said, name him Lo-Ami, because these people are not mine, and I am not their God. Someday it will be impossible to count the people of Israel, because there will be as many of them as there are grains of sand along the seashore. They are now called not my people, but in the future they will be called children of the living God. Israel and Judah will unite and choose one leader. Then they will take back their land, and this will be a great day for Jezreel. So let your brothers be called my people, and your sisters be called shown mercy. Accuse your mother. She is no longer my wife, and now I, the Lord, am not her husband. Beg her to give up prostitution and stop being unfaithful, or I will strip her naked like the day she was born. I will make her barren like a desert, and she will die of thirst. You children are the result of her unfaithfulness, and I'll show you no pity. Your mother was unfaithful. She was disgraceful and said, I'll run after my lovers. Everything comes from them. My food and drink, my linen and wool, my olive oil and wine. I, the Lord, will build a fence of thorns to block her path. She will run after her lovers but not catch them. She will search but not find them. Then she will say, I'll return to my first husband. Life was better then. She didn't know that her grain, wine, and olive oil were gifts from me, as were the gold and silver she used in worshiping Baal. So I'll hold back the harvest of grain and grapes. I'll take back my wool and my linen that cover her body. Then I'll strip her naked in the sight of her lovers. No one can rescue her. I'll stop Israel's celebrations. No more new moon festivals, Sabbaths, or other feasts. She said, my lovers gave me vineyards and fig trees as payment for sex. Now I, the Lord, will ruin her vineyards and fig trees. They will become clumps of weeds eaten by wild animals. I'll punish her for the days she worshipped Baal and burned incense to him. I'll punish her for the times she forgot about me and wore jewelry and rings to attract her lovers. I, the Lord, have spoken. Israel, I, the Lord, will lure you into the desert and speak gently to you. I will return your vineyards, and then Trouble Valley will become Hopeful Valley. You will say yes to me, as you did in your youth when leaving Egypt. I promise from that day on, you will call me your husband instead of your master. I will no longer even let you mention the names of those pagan gods that you called master. And I will agree to let you live in peace. You will no longer be attacked by wild animals and birds or by weapons of war. I will accept you as my wife forever. And instead of a bride price, I will give you justice, fairness, love, kindness, and faithfulness. Then you will truly know who I am. I will command the sky to send rain on the earth, and it will produce grain, grapes, and olives in Jezreel Valley. I will scatter the seeds and show mercy to Lo Ruhamah, and I will say to Lo Ami, you are my people. And they will answer, you are our God. Once again, the Lord spoke to me, and this time he said, Hosea, fall in love with an unfaithful woman who has a lover. Do this to show that I love the people of Israel, even though they worship idols and enjoy the offering, cakes made with fruits. So I paid 15 pieces of silver and about 10 bushels of grain for such a woman. Then I said, now you are mine. You will have to remain faithful to me, though it will be a long time before we sleep together. It will also be a long time before Israel has a king, or before sacrifices are offered at the temple, or before there is any way to get guidance from God. But later, Israel will turn back to the Lord their God, and to David their king. At that time, they will come to the Lord with fear and trembling, and he will be good to them. First John 5. If we believe that Jesus is truly Christ, we are God's children. Everyone who loves the Father will also love his children. If we love and obey God, we know that we will love his children. We show our love for God by obeying his commandments, and they are not hard to follow. Every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us this victory. No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Water and blood came out from the side of Jesus Christ. It wasn't just water, but water and blood. The Spirit tells about this because the Spirit is truthful. In fact, there are three who tell about it. They are the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And they all agree. We believe what people tell us, but we can trust what God says even more, and God is the one who has spoken about his Son. If we have faith in God's Son, we have believed what God has said. But if we don't believe what God has said about his Son, it is the same as calling God a liar. God has also said that he gave us eternal life, and that this life comes to us from his Son. And so if we have God's Son, we have this life. But if we don't have the Son, we don't have this life. All of you have faith in the Son of God, and I have written to let you know that you have eternal life. We are certain that God will hear our prayers when we ask for what pleases him. And if we know that God listens when we pray, we are sure that our prayers have already been answered. Suppose you see one of our people commit a sin that isn't a deadly sin. You can pray, and that person will be given eternal life. But the sin must not be one that is deadly. Everything that is wrong is sin, but not all sins are deadly. We are sure that God's children do not keep on sinning. God's own Son protects them, and the devil cannot harm them. We are certain that we come from God and that the rest of the world is under the power of the devil. We know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come and has shown us the true God. And because of Jesus, we now belong to the true God who gives eternal life. Children, you must stay away from idols. Psalm 124, a song by David for worship, thanking the Lord for victory. the Lord was on our side. Let everyone in Israel say, the Lord was on our side. Otherwise, the enemy attack would have killed us all, because it was furious. We would have been swept away in a violent flood of high and roaring waves. Let's praise the Lord. He protected us from enemies who were like wild animals, and we escaped like birds from a hunter's torn net. The Lord made heaven and earth, and He is the one who sends us help. Proverbs 29:5-8. Flattery is nothing less than setting a trap. Your sins will catch you, but everyone who lives right will sing and celebrate. The wicked don't care about the rights of the poor, but good people do. Sneering at others is a spark that sets a city on fire. Using good sense can put out the flames of anger. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for brand new, shiny, sparkly week. We thank you for this season, the holiday season, certainly, but this season of Advent that allows us to ponder and contemplate and get quiet and consider what your arrival meant and how it has changed everything. And how we continue to long for your arrival, for your return, but also how your presence is here upon this earth in us, in our lives. And so as we move into this week and continue this journey through the year, may we spread light and love from your heart through us to those around us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Greetings from a wintry Cork Island. This is Mandy, and I have been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for 2 years now. This is my first year being a double dabber, and I've really enjoyed it. Thank you, Jill. I look forward to continuing as a double dabber next year and having China and Jill share the responsibility. And Brian, thank you very much for the Daily Audio Bible. I've enjoyed going through the Bible for a second time this year. And to all those who call, thank you for the praise reports. Thank you for the prayer requests. It's always lovely to hear people being honest and vulnerable. And please know that I do pray for you. Even though I don't always phone in, you are in my thoughts and my prayers. Wishing you all a happy end of the year, and that you would enjoy time with your family, and that it wouldn't be too stressful, and that you would embrace the new year as it comes around. These have been a difficult 2 years, but that 2022 will be a good new year, and that we will all be blessed. God bless, and I love you. And Brian, I love hearing you say, I love you. So it does warm my heart every time I hear you say, I love you. God bless, and I love you.
Good morning. This is Debbie, the Bee from Washington. And I'm just going to I'm calling to pray for the man who just called in on December 3rd, who is weak and has got COVID, has a toddler at home, is not feeling well, and his wife is pregnant with another child, and he fears that she may get it. So I'm lifting you up in prayer, because my daughter just called, and she and her husband both are diagnosed with COVID, and she is very sick, and she also is 6 months pregnant with their child, and they have twin babies, twin one-year-olds at home as well. So, and they're starting to get a fever. So I'm praying for you, and I'm asking the community to please, please pray for my daughter and her family to have a quick and swift recovery from this horrible virus, a complete recovery. And I'm praying for you, sir, for a complete recovery, a swift recovery in the name of Jesus, and that your wife would be enveloped in the protective covering of the blood of Jesus against this virus, and that your baby toddler, your toddler would be instantly healed in the name of Jesus. I pray and I decree this be done in Jesus' name, and I thank you for your prayers for my daughter, Melanie, and her husband and her family, in Jesus' name.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Longing to Be God's Delight in Pennsylvania, and I'm calling in this morning to pray for the father who has been diagnosed with COVID, and his two-year-old is not feeling well and is throwing up, and his wife is pregnant, and he's praying that she doesn't contract the disease. And I'm praying, Lord, that you would pass your hand over this family and preserve and save and heal him and his little toddler child completely, quickly and smoothly, and protect his wife and unborn child. And for all of those who are suffering with affliction, with COVID, with disabilities and problems and can't breathe, oh Lord, I ask for your healing. I ask for your hope and protection. And I pray, Lord, I thank Brian this morning for his story, his illustration. Let me not be a Dead Sea, but rather a Sea of Galilee. Lord, today, while I hear your voice, let me not harden my heart. Let afflictions not choke me and prevent unfruitfulness. Holy Spirit, pour your power into me and any who are praying and just struggling with problems that don't seem to end. And let your love flow through us, make us fruitful. Let your light shine. In Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Radiant Rachel, and I just listened to December 2nd, and I want to thank Brian for his message and just the willingness to speak what the Holy Spirit is putting on his heart. I just really loved how you went through and brought it back to, if we're not believing, then that's Antichrist, and that our doubts can bring us to a place where we're Antichrist. And I just thank you for just speaking that out to us, because some of us, I think, need to hear that. And maybe I love God, and maybe I didn't need to hear it for myself, but maybe I needed those words to be able to send them out to the next people I'm talking to. So just thank you for that. And I want to lift up all of the callers who called in on the second. A couple girls called in for their friends, and I'm really bad with names, especially when I'm driving, so I didn't write them down. But Lord, I just pray that you will surround these girls who called in for their friends and their friends, Lord. I pray that you will give them wisdom and guidance, and that they will have veils lifted, and that they will make good choices, Lord. And I pray for those who called in who are lonely and leaning on you, Lord. I just thank you for the blessings in their life, and I just thank you that you're showing them to them, and I pray that you will give them, let them feel your love. In Jesus' name, amen.